Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
It's Tuesday morning with me, Dave. Community Connections on Basingstoke Radio, and I've got Claire on the line. Morning to you, Claire. Are you nice and warm today?
Good morning. I am warm enough, thank you very much. It's the morning, isn't it? So it's still relatively cool, but I'm watching the mercury rise and the temperatures rise. I hope you're nice and cool there in the studio. Do you have aircon?
No.
Ah.
Not yet.
Ah.
God, it's too expensive, isn't it, to have aircon? And well, it is for us anyway. So unless people want to make a donation, and we might be able to afford some this time next year. You never know. This time of the day, it's not too bad. You can still have the door open and the windows, can't you? It's only just when the sun, gets to high in the sky and you think, oh, I better start shutting the doors and windows and putting the blinds down and keeping the cool air in and the hot air out.
It's a whole way of learning how to kind of manage your home, whether it's a flat or a house or whatever, or a workspace, to keep it as cool as possible. And we're now approaching heat wave number three, I
That's
think,
right.
of this year alone. So I
I
thought it
know.
was pretty timely. And I know a lot of people in Basingstoke aren't yet, but some people in our surrounding areas are likely to be on a hose pipe ban by the end of this week. So I thought we
Yeah,
could
that's
do one
right.
on heat waves, hose pipes, and how do we even survive with our gardens in this kind of weather?
Exactly. I think I read that somewhere that our hosepipe ban comes in on the 10th of July, which is tomorrow.
I think so too, and I think that's a lot of people have it coming in around then. But if you're not on a hose pipe ban, you may well be getting into a hose pipe ban territory before too long. So I think it's, even if you're not there yet, you might well be there at the start. So we're going to start off with a quick quiz. How many litres of water do you think the average person uses in the United Kingdom? So it's not about industry or offices or businesses. In residential homes, how many litres of water do you reckon the average person uses a day?
Oh, I reckon a day, I reckon 149.
Take a golden ticket. Do you know the answer is 145 litres? How
Wow,
did
look,
you
I
know
don't know.
that?
That
Well,
is,
look at you.
car, look at
So
that. So you need to
that
book
is
me for the
very
old
good.
pub quiz, you know? You need to get me in for the pub quiz.
You're on my team for sure. 145 litres. Now, I did do this at careers talk, and I had 15-year-old boys telling me it was 8 litres of water a day, and I thought, wow, I hope you're using considerably more than that.
Mind you,
But
they're
yes, we use a
teenagers. They
lot
don't
of
wash, do
water.
they?
Well, indeed,
Yeah,
indeed. Maybe they will a bit more.
okay.
But yeah, we use a huge amount of water in this country, and there's all sorts of ways to save water. And so I'm not going to kind of get on the pedestal and talk about that. But one of the first things to think about in a heat wave when the hose pipe ban is, how are you using your water anyway? Because the less we use, the less likely a hose pipe ban is to come in. And I absolutely know that water companies are not top of our Christmas card list for all
No.
sorts of reasons.
Maybe if they
Let's
stopped the
face it.
leaks, we wouldn't have hose pipe bans.
Indeed. And
But
there's
that's
all
another
sorts of things about how much
discussion.
they're paying themselves. What can we do within our circle of control? Every single litre of water comes out of your tap, you have to pay for. So the less water you use, the more money you're saving, regardless of what's happening in the wider world. So that's thing one. Thing two is, it sounds really silly, but I'm going to re-remind ourselves, heat waves can be very dangerous. We had red warnings in this country around our area, which was almost danger to life. So as much as I love a plant, the thing to think about in heat waves is look after yourselves, the elderly, the vulnerable, your pets and your loved ones first. In the nicest possible way, they are more important than a shrub. So you just have to be really sensible. It is very hot out there. Me and my gardening pals, we're all changing how we work, working at 5 in the morning till 11 and then stopping for a couple of hours. So rethink how you're spending any time looking after your garden. So the first thing is, it's just a garden at the end of the day. Having said that, what can we do when there's a hose pipe ban? Well, the first thing is not to panic. Lots of established plants and lots of things like our lawns will cope absolutely fine in a drought. So you know how our lawns turn this lovely biscuit brown for
Yeah,
months and months and
yeah.
months. And then what happens in autumn?
They just come
Green
back
as
to
you
life,
like.
don't they? Yeah.
They just come back to life. So don't worry about trying to water everything in your garden. That way lies madness, particularly if you have a hose pipe ban, because you'll be running yourself ragged trying to keep everything green and lush, and it's just not sensible. Each plant has what's called a kind of a high temperature cutoff point where they just basically almost go into siesta. And that's what your grass is doing. It's kind of saying, do you know what? I'm checked out. I'm just going to protect my roots. I'm going to let my top go crispy. But when the temperatures reduce and there's more moisture, I will regrow. So a lot of plants will look really rubbish at this time of year. And the important thing is not to panic. So if you do have a plant which is looking really crispy on top and the leaves are going crispy and brown, it's really tempting to cut that back. But while we're still in the heat wave situation, try not to do that. Why? Because if you cut those bits off, it's going to confuse that plant and it's going to try and grow more leaves. And I don't know about you, but in a heat wave, the last thing I feel like doing is doing extra work. And for a plant to grow more leaves in a heat wave is really, really pushing it. So it might look tatty, it might look ugly, and you think your fingers might be itching to get rid of the dead stuff, but just leave it as much as you can. What should we be watering? Well, things which are newly planted are really important to look after. And in particular, I keep going on about this, but trees, 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 trees. There is no point planting a tree and letting it just get on with itself. You have to give it a good 2 years to establish it. And by establishing a tree means getting those lovely roots down and sorting itself out in the soil. Once a tree is established, they can be very drought tolerant, and you won't need to look after them. But the first 2 summers after planting, that is a critical time. So you get a watering can and you fill it up, and you put that whole watering can over that tree, and then you go back and you fill up your watering can and you do it again. And if you do that late at night, early in the morning, every couple of days, you should be fine. And that's a much better way of doing it than trying to put a sprinkler on it and have it going all the time. Most of that water you'll just lose to evaporation. So again, coming back to our first point, every single litre of water you use is money in Southern's or your water company's pocket. So
Yes.
be really careful with what you're using.
And don't forget to keep a bucket in the shower, isn't that right? See, I've remembered that.
Oh, you've listened to this. Yeah, I was going to say, so coming on to grey water, the water which comes out the tap, once you've opened that tap, you've got that water. So whether you let it go down the drain or not is up to you. So yeah, in my family we have the bucket of doom, which is not enjoyed particularly by other family members, but it is a thing. Grey water or washing up water, any water like that is absolutely fine to use on ornamental plants. If you've got lots of fairy liquid in it, I wouldn't be tempted to put it on your like prized tomatoes or things you're going to eat. But for most purposes, any water that you can get from your house, from any of your implements or whatever, is absolutely fine to put on your garden, and to keep your costs down going that way. What else should we be watering? So I talked about trees. Anything you've newly planted also needs a little bit of a helping hand. And even though climate resilient plants should be fine and half my garden is looking absolutely lovely, I've got loads of things in flowers, not touch them, not a drop of water. The things I am worried about and the things which do need a helping hand are newly established plants because they just don't have that big root system. And so if you are got new things that you've planted the last couple of months, they are going to need that little bit of help. And so if you've planted shrubs or perennials or annuals or bedding plants, best way to water them is at the base of the plant. That is not over all the leaves with sprinkler, but to go in right to the base of the plant and do a 5 second pour from your watering can at the base of each of those plants. And again, do it late at night or early in the morning to avoid evaporation loss. And that will get those plants growing nice deep roots down into the soil. It's tempting just to give everything a little bit of a water every day, but they don't need that. They can cope with periods of drying out, but just getting the roots down is a really good way to approach it. Then what else can you do to look after your garden in these temperatures? Lots of people have hanging baskets, don't they, and plant pots and things like that. Have you got any hanging baskets or pots, Dave?
No, we've got pots, but
Yeah.
I think a lot of time we move them into the shade.
Well, you've been, it's almost like you've been listening to a previous episode of this podcast, isn't it? That's exactly right.
Yeah.
In these temperatures, moving your pots, if you can, into a shadier location is ideal. Why? Because it reduces the amount of water loss. This time of year, there's plenty of light, so even if it's a plant which likes full sun, they're likely to dry out really, really quickly if you put them in full sun. So put them somewhere shady. I have all my like seedings and cuttings. I put them, you know, the side passages between houses, you know, where you store your bins and bits and pieces like that.
Or the dark side. We spoke about that a couple of
The
weeks ago, didn't
dark
we?
side. Exactly. We spoke about that. That is a perfect place for keeping plants in a heat wave because it's cool, it's shady. And if you group those plant pots together and water them together, you're going to create a little humid environment and they're going to dry out less than if you have them far spaced apart because they kind of create their own little mini climate. If plant pots are too heavy to move, you can always put a parasol over them and give them a bit of a shade. One of my lovely clients has got a recently planted garden, and there's some plants which are looking a little bit fried. So what we've done is we've put a parasol over them in the afternoon just to give them a bit of a break, like putting a sun hat on, would you say? I was never very good at putting a hat on, but I now have a
No,
new
me
lovely
neither.
hat. And yeah, it's a thing of joy. You know how some people look good in a hat and other people don't? I am very much in the
Are
don't
you
look
a
good.
don't one?
I am very much in a don't want. I look with envy with people who can rock a hat and look cool. I do not look cool, but frankly, at this time of year, it's all about kind of survival rather than anything else. Wonderful. What else can we say about gardening in a heat wave? Oh, hanging baskets. Hanging baskets are a good one to think through, because quite often when we water them, we find lots of water dripping underneath them. So again, if it's super hot and we have one of these red heat warnings, again, you can just store them somewhere shady for a couple of days because frankly, in a red alert, people aren't going to be out and about. Just keep those plants somewhere cooler. They will last longer for the season by having a bit of a break. And that means you're saving your money and you're saving your water by putting them somewhere cool. Do you want an interesting fact about the temperature of plant pots?
Go on then.
Gone and right. So this is from the America. So this isn't from here, but you know we have black plastic pots. A lot of black packs plants come in black packs as well. So there's a study in Kansas, and it showed that on a hot day, the temperature of the soil and roots inside a black plastic plant pot can get up to 50 to 55 centigrade. That is s really a bit warm. And what happens is just basically bakes that plant as if it was in an oven because it's surrounding that plant pot. So the poor little plant is actually just being baked at death in those plastic pots. If you have a white plastic plant pot, the temperature drops to 36 degrees, even in
That's a bit
exactly
more,
the same
it's still
heat.
warm, but it's a bit
It's
more,
still warm. Yeah,
can deal with that,
it's
can't you?
manageable, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. And the problem is, in this country, we seem to have a lot of plastic plant pots, and you can, of course, paint them, which has a reducing effect. Or what I've seen some people do is you get a wet tea towel, and you just wrap a wet tea towel round your plastic plant pots, and again, that's going to create a cooling area because the water is going to evaporate slowly, and a tea towel, the grubbier the better. It's not going to be radiating black. That absorbing that heat as a black plastic plant pot will be, it will just be a bit easier on it. So none of those suggestions should actually cost you money. It's all about using what we have already. In the autumn, get that mulch down. That's almost like another little sun hat for your soil. But at the moment, there's no point trying to put mulch down. It's just too hot and the soil is too dry. So group things together, look after yourselves first. Don't worry about your lawns. Look after your trees, your newly planted plants, and your seedlings. But most of all, really stay safe and look after yourselves. This too shall pass.
Of course it will. And I just had a bit of an idea. You know, when you said about taking down your hanging baskets, if you'd feel you need to water them, could you not sort of water them over a bucket? So any water that does come out, you can reuse that water again.
Exactly, and that's what we
Oh,
call
look at that,
plunge
see?
watering.
Oh, was it? Oh,
Look at
look at
that,
that.
seamless. Yeah. So sometimes if a plant in a plant pot just looks beyond the pale, it just looks crispy and dead. And if you put water on the top of it, it just runs out the base. For those plant pots, you just basically get a bucket and shove that plant in a bucket of water. And what happens, it will rehydrate from the base. So again, if you've got your hanging baskets, you can put them in a bucket and that will keep all the water, and you could just put anything else that you want to keep nice and hydrated in there, and it will
Well, look
work
at
a
that.
treat. But
Look at that.
look at that, seamless.
God, there's some good ideas there and some good advice there for making sure that not only we stay safe, but you still get to keep your garden watered as much as you need to there in these
Indeed.
heats. And like I said, it's heat wave number three. Do you reckon we get any more this year? I don't think it's the end of
Well,
it.
normally we get the heat waves kind of in August. And so while we're breaking the temperature records in June already, I would be surprised if this is the last of it, and I would be surprised if we don't have hosepipe bans lasting almost to the end of August, if not beyond. The reservoirs are very, very low. And obviously, unless we have a fantastically wet August, which we might well do, I think it's prudent to plan on the basis of this being the kind of the weather pattern we have for a month or two. Now, I've said that it's going to rain first day of school holidays until the last day of school holidays. So all your parents out there, I really do apologize.
No, it
Hope
won't. No, it won't. And don't forget,
that
the
happens.
hosepipe ban, I think, comes in tomorrow, which is the 10th of. No, is tomorrow the 10th? I don't know. No,
Oh, I
7th or
think
8th.
tomorrow's the Friday. I think it comes in on Friday.
Oh, did it?
And
Oh, okay.
comes in on Friday, I
I've
think. We've
got a
got a
couple
few
of
more
days
days
to
to get
wash the
ourselves
car then.
ready.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'm just not sure.
That's
Yeah, you know what I mean?
whatever
Okay.
you do, just
All right.
keep it in your buckets as much
That's all
as you
right.
can.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we'll speak to you in a couple of weeks, but before you go, what song are you going to pick today? Oh, there's quite a few to pick from actually, isn't there?
So there's so many, honestly. I think,
Disco
summertime,
Inferno, you could have
you
picked that.
know. That's a good one.
Ring of
It's a good one.
Fire.
Well, what? Oh, yes. Yes, anything, Can't Stop the Heat. There's all sorts of ones we can go for, aren't there? But I thought I would just go with one which I have certainly felt these last couple of weeks while carrying on working, which is The Heat Is On by Glenn Frey.
I thought he was going to say Donna Summer and Hot Stuff then. Because you
Trust me,
could.
once you've seen me in a hat, you know it's absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Excellent. All right. Okay. Well, we'll get that on right after, or after this anyway. Thank you very much for joining me today, Claire. And hopefully, you're not going to get too hot for the rest of the week. And I'm sure you will pull that hat off very well.
Oh, thank you. Stay safe,
All right.
everyone, and happy gardening.
Speak
Bye-bye.
to you soon. Bye bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio.